Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back. I once had a job that was more fun than any should have been. As correspondent for the Today Show, I got to travel the country, meeting people like Bill Rausch. Bill was co-founder of the Cornerstone Theater Company, a bunch of 20-something Harvard grads who decided to take theater to the people. We covered their production of Tartuffe in tiny Norcator, Kansas, population 100 plus or so. The wide main street was filled with shuttered businesses. The title character, Tartuffe, was recast as a farmer. Bill Rausch has now settled down in Ashland, Oregon, where he's artistic director of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. But he's still looking for ways to bring new people to theater. This year, he'll be presenting The Merry Wives of Windsor, Iowa, complete with presidential candidates and a state fair. Although Romeo and Juliet will play pretty straight.
Come, gentle knight. Come, loving, black-browed knight. Give me my Romeo.
The Oregon Shakespeare Festival began its 77th season this past weekend with Romeo and Juliet, the musical comedy Animal Crackers, and a world premiere of The White Snake. And Bill Rausch joins us from Jefferson Public Radio in Ashland with more. Hello again.
It's such a joy to hear your voice, Robin.
Do you remember your production of Tartuffe in Norcator, Kansas?
I remember it vividly.
Well, it was 1986, and I say this with the greatest admiration for the people of this little bit of a foundering farm town. And here comes this, you know, this kid from Harvard. And I remember they came for the auditions. Tartuffe, Tartuffe, Tartuffe. You know, some of the people had not. I'm not a Molière expert either, but they jumped in. What did that tell you? People jumping into Molière.
Everywhere the Cornerstone worked, no matter how small the community, people came out of the woodwork to get involved. It was incredibly inspiring.
What sparked this idea?
Well, while in school, we had heard a very upsetting statistic that only 2% of the American people went to professional theater on anything approaching a regular basis. And so we decided we wanted to go out and meet the other 98% and make plays with them and for them.
What were some of the other plays? We mentioned Tartuffe in Norcator, Kansas. What else?
We did a biracial Romeo and Juliet with African-Americans and European-Americans in a small town in Mississippi. We did an adaptation of Peer Gynt by Ibsen in a fishing community in eastern Maine. We worked on a Native American reservation in Nevada where we did the Greek tragic trilogy, the Oresteia. It was remarkable because people always brought their life experiences to bear on the work and made much deeper connections with the material than anything that we would have done on our own as a group of professional artists.
Yeah.
The Tartuffe that you were around for, our original plan was to do it about televangelism because that was the height of some of the televangelist scandals. And in the end, it became instead about the disintegration of the family farm. And the connection with the community and the connection with Molière's play was much deeper and much more interesting.
Well, so fast forward through the years, here you are at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, made up of a lot of longtime theatergoers who have memorized the casts. They have a sense of ownership about the festival. What happens when you approach a work and say, you know what, I'm seeing this differently. I'm going to cast, as we read you did a couple years ago, Our Town with an Indian-born actress in the role of Emily Webb. I'm going to cast an African-American as Marion the Librarian in The Music Man. You know, knowing full well that the chances of there being an African-American librarian in what, you know, the early 1900s was just, it wouldn't have happened.
Well, it's an interesting thing, isn't it? When does a work of art become enough part of the classical canon that it makes sense to re-explore it? And, you know, that Music Man, we very deliberately, and with Our Town, we were saying these are American classics, and they should stand right alongside our productions of Shakespeare as plays that are explored with an acting company that reflects the full diversity of our nation. And it's not a problem. It's an opportunity to have a dialogue between the world we live in now and the worlds in which these different works of art were created.
Well, let's take a look at what you're planning for this season. I mentioned The Merry Wives of Windsor, Iowa.
You know what, Robin? That is written by Allison Carey, who co-founded Cornerstone, who you met
Yes.
all those years ago. Allison has become a real expert in blending contemporary American jargon with Shakespeare's own language.
So Shakespearean characters will go to Iowa and failed presidential candidates make appearances.
That is correct. Falstaff is a failed presidential candidate who ran out of funds, so he's stuck in this little town in Iowa. There's gay marriage, and there's the Iowa State Fair. There's a giant butter cow. What's not to love, Robin?
Not to love. We also understand this year you're bringing back a work that you first created as a college student, Medea. Now, people get upset when I say the Scottish play, but your title is Medea, the Scottish play, Cinderella.
I think you can say Macbeth. We're not
I'm not
in
on
a
stage. I know.
You're not on a stage.
But someone somewhere might be.
Yes, okay.
Can break their lid.
They have to plug their ears.
So Medea, Macbeth, Cinderella, a mashup and a lifelong passion for you. Why?
This started when I was in college. I heard a reference to the three great populist movements in Western drama, being Greek tragedy, Elizabethan drama, and the American musical. And I was really interested, even at that young age, in what creates a work of art that speaks to and appeals to a broad section of society. So I thought, what if we take an example of each of these three and we lay them side by side, and what might we learn? And the synchronicity between the shared rhythms. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a signature moment.
Yeah.
Medea is talking to the women of the chorus about how to take revenge on her husband. And she says, shall I set their house of honeymoon on fire, or shall I plunge into the nuptial bower and plunge a sharp knife through their vitals? She pulls out that knife as she's imagining this. And, of course, Macbeth says, is this a dagger which I see before me? And it rolls on from there.
What does Cinderella do?
Cinderella sings about her sister's sour green apple envy. And the reason she comes up with that image is she is paring a green apple with a paring knife. And that also becomes a blade that Macbeth sees. So it's about constantly finding playful, funny, haunting, mysterious, provocative connections between the plays.
Well, that's still ahead. And closer, The White Snake. This is based on a Chinese fable. Let's listen to a little of the music.
It's the story of a snake spirit who becomes so enlightened that she puts herself into the body of a woman and falls in love with a man, but he doesn't know that she's actually a snake. It's just a beautiful, beautiful, moving tale of forbidden love.
That's Oregon Shakespeare Festival Artistic Director Bill Rausch. If people in Norcator, Kansas have been wondering, whatever happened to that kid who talked us into putting on a production of Tartuffe? There he is.
I don't know if you know how important Norcator became to us. We ended up calling it our rural headquarters, and we went back there several times. And when we did a national tour with a couple people from every town we had worked in 1991, we all pulled together in Norcator and rehearsed there and launched the national tour from that town.
Wonderful. So this is a mission that sort of started in your, 20s. To sort of make sure theater went beyond the 2% that you'd heard went to see theater regularly. Do you think you're achieving that mission still?
Absolutely. I know that I'm still deeply on track in terms of my life mission, and I feel very, very lucky.
Bill, thanks so much. So nice to speak with you.
Robin, it's wonderful to talk to you.
And this is Shishir Kurup's music from Medea, Macbeth, Cinderella. I'm sorry, you're not supposed to say it. Someone will break a leg. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us to see what the week brings here and now.
Come earth, come fire, come waters of flood, inspire, restrain this woman whose blood.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.